This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
And I'm Gail Binkley.
Gail is the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and twice a month we join you to talk politics here in the Four Corners area. On the show today, we're going to talk about Forest Service closures, road closures, or openings, the Kinder Morgan venting incident, and we will return right now to the Dolores River Valley Plan. The Dolores River Valley Plan, the Montezuma County Commissioners voted last Monday, not 2 days ago, but 10 days ago, to remove Section 8 having to do with transferable development rights. And that's been a controversial decision.
Yeah, it's going to, I think, stir controversy for some time. As we kind of talked about last time, the commissioners had a public hearing and heard a lot of input, which was largely in favor of retaining the transferable development rights. They chose to get rid of them on a 2-1 vote, and there's been lots of talk around the county ever since, I think, about kind of, you know, what are the ramifications and what does this mean for landowners in the river valley? Are the commissioners going to make any other changes to the way the valley is managed and things like that?
When it comes to landowners and talking about their interest, this Monday passed, 3 days ago, the commissioners discussed, discussed or made a decision on paying back fees that residents or landowners paid for platting their TDRs. This is reported in the Four Corners Free Press. It's online. You can see it today. So could you explain that?
Well, as I understand it, the commissioners didn't make an actual decision to go ahead with this, but they did talk at the end of their meeting just a little bit about contacting landowners in the River Valley. And I have to back up just a little bit. You understand that TDRs are kind of a property right.
Mm-hmm. Right, transferable development right.
Allowed you to sever, they call it, the development right from your property and sell it to someone else.
Kind of like a cap and trade. They talk about cap and trade for carbon emissions.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, and we gave the example, I'll give it again, that we gave last time. If you're a landowner, you have, let's say, one TDR per 10 acres. That was for land outside the floodplain. And say you have 20 acres, you only want to build one house. So you could sell your other TDR to someone who has 20 acres and wants to build three houses.
In the
Dolores River Valley. Mm-hmm. That was the way it worked. Well, the commissioners just, you know, had concerns about this, and they decided to get rid of that system. Now, there were people who had gone ahead, even though no one had sold any of their TDRs to anyone else yet, and that was one of the commissioners' concerns, there were people who had gone ahead and had their TDR rights platted, which is like a preparation before selling them. So you have to go to a surveyor, and he has to do a survey and say, you have this many acres, and therefore you have this many TDRs, and then this had to be recorded, and the county might have some fees. So the commissioners apparently have felt that by taking these TDRs away, that they had cost some people money for getting them surveyed. And, you know, they were out this money for doing a survey for something that no longer exists. So the commissioners have evidently decided to repay people, reimburse people for those costs of just of getting the TDRs platted. There was about 100, roughly 100 100 TDRs that had been platted. There weren't 100 different landowners. Some of them had more than one TDR. So there's about 100 platted TDRs out there, and the county's going to try to reimburse those folks for the costs they incurred in getting those recorded.
If you've just joined us, this is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope here with Gail Binkley. She's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and we're talking local politics here in Southwest Colorado on the Wednesday morning zine. You said that was talked about at the meeting. Has there been a vote yet, to your knowledge, on the allocation of some $50,000? I mean, if it's $500 a plat and 100, has there been an allocation?
Not that I'm aware of, but I haven't been there for, you know, the entire meeting, so I don't know for sure whether there has been or hasn't been.
You know, speaking of rights on property or added value on property or paying value back, I'm going to sound smarter than I am because somebody else was talking about this, is that if you bought land, and I'm wondering if the commissioners have thought this through, the legal ramifications, if someone has purchased property with a transferable development right, which some people might view as an asset, and that has been removed, can the landowner sue for that value that has been taken away from them by the government?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, the government gives and the government takes away. The government created those transferable development rights by adopting this Dolores River Valley Plan in 2003, and now it's, you know, decided to take that right away. Whether someone can say that that's an actual taking of a property right, I don't know. I mean, would have to go to court and they would have to decide. You'd certainly you could potentially sue about that, but whether you would win, I have no idea.
Right, and you'd have to establish what the value was.
And
the
that would be difficult
value,
because
right.
None had sold. Mm-hmm. And there was talk all over the place of how much they might be worth. Some people said one TDR was worth $100,000. Others said that was ridiculous. But again, until they started being sold or exchanged, there was no way to really know what their value might be.
So to be clear, there have been none sold.
None sold.
In 10 years.
Right. And that was, you know, one of the reasons that the commissioner said they didn't think the system was working. And there were other people that said, well, the, you know, real estate market has been really terrible because of the bad economy for a large portion of those 10 years. And, you know, you should give it some more time and see if it might pick up. But they felt that it was confusing system, and people didn't understand it. And, they just decided that it wasn't working. So they did, as we mentioned last week, keep the base density in the Dolores River Valley to 10 acres per tract. Okay, but it's different because under the old system, you were only allowed one residential structure per 10 acres, and under the current system, because this valley is now governed the same way, more or less, as the rest of Montezuma County, with the exception of the 10-acre limit, you're allowed to have two residential structures on that same 10 acres.
How many residential structures are there now in the area in question, and how many could there potentially be given the changes?
That's a really good question, and I don't know. I can't remember. They have talked about this. I don't remember off the top of my head. I know they said that if the commissioners had thrown out the TDR system and sent the valley back to the 3-acre minimum, which exists in the rest of the county, that mm-hmm. there was a potential for like 2,000 more homes to be built. Mm. Right now, I'm not sure how many there are, but it's obviously less than that, far less than that, something like maybe 600 or... I really shouldn't even hazard a guess.
Yeah. So we'll be careful with that, of course. If you've just joined us, this is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope here with Gail Binkley. We're going to take a short break and be back after this break. We're back. This is Talking Heads. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Gail Binkley.
Gail is the editor of the Four Corners Pre-Press, and twice a month we join you to talk politics here in the Four Corners area. We turn now to natural resource extraction and Kinder Morgan, which has just made an announcement.
Yeah, and we saw in the journal that Kinder Morgan's planning to do some seismic testing up on Goodman Point, which is kind of one of the higher elevation parts of the county. And, you know, they're probably looking to expand, hoping to bring more revenues to the county. As we know, Kinder Morgan is the county's number one taxpayer, provides something like 40% of the property tax revenues, and certainly valued very highly by the county.
And they've also got a new pumping station that they're working on up there.
Yeah.
And Montezuma and Dolores counties right on the border.
Yeah, and a lot of development going on in Dolores County as well. So you know, things are looking good for Kinder Morgan at the moment.
An incident notwithstanding how good things are looking, at least for their business plan, there was an event that you're tracking in the Free Press that happened in Pleasant View around a venting incident recently.
Yeah. Kinder Morgan was apparently conducting drilled an exploratory well in that area on some private land, and it concerned a couple of adjacent landowners. It wasn't the folks where the drilling was occurring. Apparently, in the middle of the night, Kinder Morgan was doing some venting, which is just release of gases, and hadn't really informed the neighbors what to expect or what was going on. There was some a lot of gases released, apparently some smell. Some of the gases were kind of pooling. It concerned one family in particular, and they left and stayed in Cortez overnight. I guess Kinder Morgan reimbursed them for the costs of staying in a motel or something like that. So a lot of people have talked about this because, you know, it's one of the downsides of living near oil and gas extraction is that things do happen.
You know, the piece about oil and gas extraction, I think, is we're now, as a country, less energy dependent on other nations than maybe in our entire history. It's certainly the last 50 years. We're in good shape, if that's called good shape, with the play in the Bakken and in Texas and many other spots. What I'm not hearing a lot of, and we have talked about it on this show at some length, is what's beyond resource extraction the next, you know, 30 or 40 years. What does Montezuma County look like? What are we working toward? When CO2 is in its declining stages, and what is that time? I said 30 to 40 years. Is it more than that? I mean, do geologists know?
I don't think anybody knows for sure, because I think 30 or 40 years ago, there were people who said that it could be gone by now, and it hasn't been. Periodically, the commissioners, different commissioners or other people will say, well, you know, what are we going to do for revenue when Kinder Morgan is done?
Because they're providing 40% of the tax base.
Yes, exactly. And it's keeping property taxes low for everyone else. And I don't think anybody's come up with an answer. They say, well, you know, we're going to have to plan ahead and we need to have reserves, but I don't know that anyone has come up with a real solution for what's going to replace that. There doesn't seem to be a great interest in pursuing renewables here, probably not just because of lack of interest, but because, you know, it's not financially viable, you know, you need the right resources and so on. So, I mean, it's a really good question, and I think most of the time the county government is just happy to take the money and hope that things will continue as long as possible into the future. It's, you know, it's kind of an irony that we are dependent on extracting CO2 from the ground when there's so much concern everywhere else about CO2 already in the atmosphere and trying to put it into the ground. And so, yeah.
What will archaeologists say in 5,000 years? Well, that's interesting. What a dichotomy. I don't understand the society.
Yes, that's one of the paradoxes of modern living and resource extraction, I guess.
Sure. And it's not, of course, just here. I mean, La Plata County, San Juan County, New Mexico, even southeast Utah, which, you know, is the play of oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
It still goes on there, certainly with less production, but it's still, you know, a valuable resource. And the question, again, is do we as Westerners really think about life beyond these extractions, or will we just go further west or back east when it's all gone?
You know, it's a good question, and particularly considering that these areas that we've just been speaking of, not La Plata County so much, but the other areas have some, you know, really economically deprived regions, and they definitely need this income. You know, Dolores County depends greatly, I mean, even more than we do, on Kinder Morgan's tax monies and so on. We mentioned, I think, a few shows ago that there's been talk of bringing a railroad down to Gallup and bringing it up from there. And then there's also been discussions now just recently in San Juan County, Utah, that they want to join with, I think, seven other counties in Utah to try to bring railway from, you know, I-70, and it would be like a $2 billion project. And this, I think, would be one potential boost to the economy beyond simply natural resource extraction. But,
well, why would that boost the economy?
Well, because it allows the goods to be shipped here and goods to be shipped out. And so, you know, that's one of the things that manufacturers always say when they talk about why they don't relocate here. And it's like, well, there's really not a very cost-efficient way to ship materials in and out of this area. Mm. So, you know, who knows? That could be a piece of the puzzle. But then again, it's, you know, it's all pie in the sky at this point.
All right. Let's turn the page to politics of the sheriff's office here in Montezuma County, and speak specifically about road closures. There seems to be some movement to ask the current sheriff, Sheriff Spruill, if he will get to work on opening roads that are being closed by the Forest Service.
There's pressure on the county commissioners, and I think on the sheriff to, from, you know, a certain group that really is concerned about motorized access and public lands. They've been concerned for a long time, ever since the first Boggy Draw travel management plan came out and caused a lot of controversy. And you remember there was a protest march and so on. They were back to the commissioners recently saying that they, you know, they don't want another summer to go by where the Forest Service and BLM are closing roads on the, you know, National Forest and on the Canyons of the Ancients National Monument. They want to see these roads kept open or reopened, and they want action taken. The commissioners, you know, listened to their concerns, but I don't think that they pledged to do anything immediately. They said that they have to study the legalities. They're, you know, not going to just plunge ahead into a battle with the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management.
In terms of the politics of this, you know, the current sheriff has been very active in saying that he wants to close roads, but it doesn't look like that Dennis Spruill is going to be the next sheriff, and it's unclear do you think that's where people are saying, let's do this now?
It could be part of it, because, you know, Dennis Spruill has been very vocal in his criticism of the Forest Service and has expressed a great willingness, even an eagerness, to get out there and cite agency officials if they are closing roads that he believes it is unconstitutional or illegal to close. So, yes, I think there's probably concern that the next sheriff, whether it's Steve Nowlin or there is a write-in candidate, Mike Steele, mm-hmm. Whichever one it is, I think there's, you know, at least concern that they might not be as eager to do it as Sheriff Spruill has been. Although no one has been cited yet that I'm aware of. So,
For closing roads.
For closing roads, yes.
Right. Uh-huh. And why? Why hasn't anybody been cited?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the county has not supported that to date. They're very critical of the agencies, but they are concerned about what would be the legal grounds to do this, and it's very murky, as I understand it. It's not clear-cut on either side. And so they haven't been pushing the sheriff into the fray. So far, I don't think that they're clear on whether the Forest Service is closing roads that they consider to be RS-2477 roads, you know, historic roads under an old mining statute. And so basically nothing has happened. Whether something will happen, I don't know.
Right. Well, we will leave the show there without doing too many predictions today. I'm Jeff Pope here with Gail Binkley. Gail's the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, and we've joined you here on Talking Heads. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned to KSJD for all your news, entertainment, and information.
I would like to apologize to my listeners for mixing metaphors in a previous sentence by saying something was a piece of the puzzle and pie in the sky in the same sentence.
Apology accepted on behalf of a loyal listenership. Thanks. That's Gail Binkley, editor of the Four Corners Free Press. I'm Jeff Pope, signing off.